Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mayo Clinic: The Menopause Solution is a Nonfiction Health Guide by Stephanie S. Fabian that explains menopause as a major physiological transition rather than a narrow set of symptoms, drawing on Mayo Clinic expertise. The book is designed to help readers understand the changes that can occur before, during, and after menopause, including hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disruption, mood shifts, weight changes, and sexual function concerns. Its purpose is practical and educational to offer evidence-based guidance on when hormone therapy may be appropriate, what non-hormonal options exist, and how lifestyle choices can support long-term well-being. The book is aimed at women who want reliable information instead of myths or guesswork, but it is also useful for clinicians and caregivers who need a clear, medically grounded overview. Rather than treating menopause as a condition to endure, it frames it as a stage that can be managed with informed decisions and individualized care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a clinically grounded explanation of what changes during menopause. A central strength of the book is that it begins with the biology and symptom pattern of menopause, not with treatment slogans. It describes menopause as a period of hormonal change that can affect many systems at once, which is why symptoms often extend beyond hot flashes. Readers are shown how sleep disturbance, fatigue, weight gain, mood changes, and sexual function concerns fit into the broader transition. This matters because many women experience these changes as disconnected problems and may not realize they are related. By connecting the symptoms to the underlying life stage, the book helps normalize the experience without minimizing it. The result is a clearer framework for deciding what is typical, what is worth discussing with a clinician, and what can be addressed directly. That educational foundation is important because effective treatment depends on recognizing menopause as a whole body transition rather than a single symptom. Secondly, balanced guidance on hormone therapy, including when it matters most. The book gives hormone therapy a careful, evidence-based treatment instead of presenting it as either universally necessary or broadly dangerous. It explains that hormone therapy can be especially important for some women, particularly those with early menopause or severe symptoms, unless there is a clear medical reason to avoid it. This balanced approach reflects a major change in public understanding of menopause care, where many people still have outdated fears or oversimplified views about hormones. The book also emphasizes that treatment should be individualized, which is crucial because symptom severity, age, medical history, and personal preference all affect the risk-benefit calculation. Rather than promoting one universal answer, it helps readers evaluate whether hormone therapy may relieve symptoms and protect long-term health in certain situations. This makes the book especially useful for readers who need a more nuanced understanding than what is often offered in brief media coverage or general wellness advice. Thirdly, practical non-hormonal options for women who cannot or do not want hormone therapy. The discussion of non-hormonal care also has an important implication for long-term confidence. By presenting alternatives as legitimate medical choices rather than fallback measures, the book reduces the sense that menopause care is limited to enduring discomfort. This is particularly helpful for readers who need concrete next steps and want to understand the difference between symptom control and disease prevention. The book therefore functions not just as a symptom guide, but as a decision aid, helping readers see how different treatments fit different health profiles and personal values. Fourthly, lifestyle strategies that support symptom control and overall health. The book gives substantial attention to lifestyle measures because menopause affects more than immediate comfort. It describes exercise, diet, sleep habits, stress control, and smoking cessation as part of a broader health strategy, not as simplistic fixes. In particular, it discusses the possible value of a plant-based eating pattern rich in produce and soy, along with regular physical activity, both for symptom management and for general metabolic health. This is significant because weight gain, cardiovascular risk, and declining bone density often become more relevant during midlife. The book connects these concerns so readers understand why menopause care should look beyond hot flashes alone. It also reinforces that lifestyle choices may not eliminate symptoms entirely, but they can improve resilience and reduce long-term risk. That framing is more credible than exaggerated claims because it treats behavior change as supportive rather than magical. The emphasis on practical habits makes the book useful for readers who want manageable actions they can integrate into daily life without relying entirely on medication. Lastly, protecting bone, heart, sleep, and sexual health after midlife. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to the wider health consequences associated with menopause, especially bone and cardiovascular health. The decline in estrogen after menopause can influence cholesterol, blood pressure, and bone density. So the book encourages readers to treat this stage as an opportunity for preventive care. It also addresses sleep and sexual health as essential quality of life issues rather than secondary complaints. That is important because poor sleep and sexual discomfort can affect mood, relationships, energy, and overall functioning. Yet they are often under-discussed in general health conversations. The book's value lies in integrating these concerns into one coherent approach to midlife wellness. Instead of isolating each symptom, it shows how menopausal changes can interact and why comprehensive care matters. Readers come away with a more complete picture of what should be monitored, what can be improved, and why menopause is not only about symptom relief, but also about maintaining health and function in the years that follow. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women navigating perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause who want medically credible guidance rather than simplified advice or internet speculation. It is also useful for clinicians, partners, and caregivers who need a clear explanation of why symptoms vary so widely and why treatment should be individualized. Its main practical benefit is that it translates a complex health transition into understandable choices when hormone therapy may help, when non-hormonal approaches make sense, and how lifestyle changes support both symptom relief and long-term health. Compared with many books in the menopause category, it stands out because it is firmly grounded in Mayo Clinic clinical experience and maintains a balanced, non-alarmist tone. It does not treat hormones as either taboo or universal, and it does not reduce menopause to hot flashes alone. Instead, it integrates sexual health, sleep, bone health, cardiovascular risk, and daily quality of life into one coherent guide. That combination of authority, practicality, and breadth makes it a strong reference for readers who want a trustworthy map of midlife health decisions. If you would like to support Stephanie S. Faubion, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.